the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. A nice afternoon weather-wise is ahead of us along the lakeshore. Maybe a little turbulence tomorrow, but by Thursday, we'll be on the other side of those storms. A look at Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com following this news. Crews in Grand Haven are responding to a reported fire and explosion at a parts plant off of Fulton Street in that county seat. Reports are coming in that there was an explosion at the engine power components plant. No reports of any injuries at this time. A 23-year-old African-American, about 5'10", 160 pounds, with an RIP Vinnie tattoo over his left eye, is being sought by Holland Public Safety investigators for allegedly holding up a Pine Avenue home nearly 6 weeks ago. Detectives say shots were fired in the May 30th incident, and that Sergio Jalon Guy may have fled to the Chicago area and authorizing a nationwide pickup for his arrest. Tips to Silent Observer are welcome. It's never too early to learn and obey the rules of the road, as an unnamed 12-year-old Zeeland Township boy found out yesterday afternoon. According to Ottawa County Sheriff Sergeant Brent Converse, 56-year-old Daniel Holstein of Hamilton was waiting for a red light to turn as the youth and another child were pedaling their bikes on the path alongside Adam Street, looking to cross 96th Avenue.
The children, however, tried to beat the light change. Holstein started to accelerate when he received the green light, and because his view was obstructed because of a stopped semi, he did not see the two children when they shot out in front of him.
Holstein was able to avoid one youngster, but struck the other cyclist, sending him to Holland Hospital for treatment of a leg injury. While the driver was unhurt, the incident remains under investigation. Fire safety experts continually preach about cleaning out the lint filter every time a clothes dryer is used. Perhaps that lesson was reinforced yesterday afternoon when a building at the Timberwoods Apartments complex off of Burke Street on Holland's north side had to be evacuated and a blaze broke out inside of the laundry room's dryer vent, sending smoke out. There were no injuries reported by residents or firefighters. Ottawa County Sheriff's deputies are looking for those responsible for puncturing gas tanks on parked vehicles in two adjoining areas on Holland's north side, siphoning off the fuel. The nighttime incidents were reported around James Street and 142nd Avenue, as well as in the vicinity of Butternut Drive and Rose Park Drive. Any tips to the Sheriff's Department and Silent Observer are welcome. The proverbial clock keeps ticking towards the end of Holland BPW Electrical Service in Laketown Township. Yesterday, the Board of the Municipal Utility approved sending a follow-up letter to around 700 customers in the township's far northwest corner, warning them of loss of service on July 31st if the Township Board fails to agree to a new 30-year franchise agreement with the utility. The major stumbling block appears to be the insistence by the township of a payment in lieu of taxes if the BPW builds a new plant in the township. That's something that the utility claims isn't in the cards, but manager Al Meshkin says that his community is not taking any chances.
Now, the BPW says they have absolutely no intention of building anything in Laketown. To that, we respond, great, you won't have to pay us anything.
Electric service for the bulk of the township is served by Consumers Energy, and BPW officials claim that a small percentage of affected customers could pay up to four times the current monthly rate if it was taken over by the Jackson-based utility. But that's something that Meshkin disputes.
If you look at the small electric user, which is the customers that we have in Laketown, their rate and consumers' rates are almost identical. And if you want to verify that, take a look at the BPW's own website for their 2012 rate comparisons.
The Township Board will hold a special July 29th meeting to make a final decision on the matter. From over 4 years to 2 decades in prison was the sentence given yesterday to Raymond Gayton, a 46-year-old Holland man convicted of armed assault in connection with a Christmas Eve robbery attempt. Prosecutors say that he used a box cutter to threaten a 67-year-old woman in a supermarket parking lot off of 16th Street and Waverly Road, with the victim suffering a minor cut and fending off the attack by kicking Gayton. Meanwhile, a 60-day jail sentence was handed down, along with 18 months of probation and 100 hours of community service, to Dwayne Eddie Washington. The 48-year-old former NBA player from Caledonia didn't contest hit-and-run charges stemming from last September's striking of now 71-year-old Sparta woman Estella Vintons with his car as she was walking along I-96 near Coopersville after a vehicle had run out of gas. Muskegon County prosecutors have released a chilling video of Julia Merfeld talking with a man she believes to be a contract killer about how to murder her husband.
It was shot with a hidden camera, and she talked about him like he was already dead.
It's not that we weren't getting along, but, I mean, I was just, it was easier than, as terrible as it sounds, it was easier than divorcing him. You know, I didn't have to worry about the judgment of my family. I didn't have to worry about breaking his heart.
The goal, to get her hands on a $400,000 insurance policy. The hitman was actually a state police detective. She initially asked a co-worker to do it, and he tipped off police, who set up the sting. The 21-year-old Mersfeld has since pled guilty to solicitation to murder and is due to be sentenced on July 30th to a minimum of 6 years. Her husband requested she not get any time. Jim Whelan, WHTC News.
The headline is startling in itself. Homeowners in Wayne County who have fallen behind in their property tax bills are being turned away by the treasurer's office when they attempt to pay any or all of the bill. That's because of a new state law that states that those properties in foreclosure will be up for sale for 30 days and be purchased by either the state or the community where the property is located. Ottawa County Treasurer Bradley Slaw says that those in arrears do have a two-year window to catch up on those taxes.
I don't want their property. I really would like them in it. We're better off from a community perspective. A house stays better. It you know, continues to work long-term. If somebody's in it, when somebody isn't there and not taking care of it, it goes to pot in a hurry.
Wayne County's Treasurer Raymond Wojtowicz was being sued by Dearborn Heights for allowing delinquent property owners to repay their bill up to the foreclosure auctions held in September and October.
They were trying to keep people in houses rather than lose them. So somebody says, oh, I just found money. You know, can I make the payment? And they're trying to keep people in it rather than giving the property away to the state or whatever who may or may not use it. So I understand why they were trying to do it. That's not how it's supposed to work.
In Ottawa County, property under a looming foreclosure is visited frequently by the treasurer's office during that two-year span, with 60% paying their bills in the first year and only 5% of those remaining eventually losing their land. For the second time in 3 years, a Hope College graduate wants to become the junior U.S. Senator from the state of Michigan. Former Michigan Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land officially filed paperwork yesterday in Lansing to seek the GOP nomination after announcing her candidacy over a month ago.
We've been pretty busy out there talking to folks and going to events and talking about a vision for Michigan and our country and go forward.
Land is hoping to apply the lessons she had learned from her lengthy political career that began as a worker in the 1976 Gerald Ford presidential campaign.
It's about talking to people. It's about listening to them. That's something that I've always made a priority, and hearing what their concerns are and then taking their ideas. A lot of folks have great ideas out there, and we need to do that. Not all the answers are in Lansing or in Washington, D.C. They're out there where the folks are.
Last year, incumbent Democrat Debbie Stabenow trounced former Holland Congressman Pete Hoekstra to win a third six-year term to the upper chamber. Senior Senator Carl Levin is retiring after his sixth term in the Senate expires at the end of 2014. An educator has come up with some tips how to keep your child's mind busy over the summer.
Experts say that most children suffer from what they call learning loss over the summer, forgetting some of the things they learned in school over the past year as they shut their brains down and spend all of their time just lazing around. However, Jody Donkin, principal of Kalamazoo's Paramount Academy, says there are five simple things you can do with your kids this season to slow that learning loss. Number one, read with them.
Simple as that. Read books. Talk about books that you're going to go travel with. You can read just any kind of book. And talk about the books that you're reading with the kids.
Other tips, try to mix some math in with your child's daily activities. For example, have them add up the cost of things on your grocery list to get to the total or play card games with them. Also, make sure your child plays outside a lot. Find ways to make him or her write, say to a pen pal, and find a way for him or her to do a good deed every day. Diane Costin, WHTC News.
Two teams headed in opposite directions meet at Comerica Park this evening. While the White Sox come to Detroit off an 8-2 loss to the visiting Cubs last night, their fourth straight setback, Victor Martinez and the Tigers are back home after a 10-inning 4-2 triumph at Cleveland, their sixth win in seven games.
It definitely feels good, but we still have a lot of work to do. We're still another full halfway of the season. Anything can happen, so a team that we do pretty good is just turn the page.
Catch all of the action with Dan Dickerson and Jim Price at 6:40 p.m. on 1450 WHTC. The Cubs stay in Chicago to open a two-game series versus the L.A. Angels at Wrigley Field this evening. Dale Swaim's team was hungry to go across town to complete that four-game season series sweep of their arch rivals with the 6-1 victory at the the U.S. cellular field last night.
We were home. Obviously, they had a tough travel and obviously have to leave. But I think, when there's that many fans in the stands, and you definitely get that feeling. There's no question about it.
The Whitecaps hoping that home cooking can help right their floundering ship as they open up a three-game series versus the Clinton Lumber Kings at Fifth Third Ballpark this evening. Storms forced West Michigan's game in suburban Cleveland versus Lake County last night to be suspended in the bottom of the first inning, with the Caps holding a 1-0 lead. That contest will be completed when the Captains come to Comstock Park on August 24th. The Caps have dropped 8 of their last 11 games to fall to 8-10 in the second half of the Midwest League season. Howland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for partly cloudy skies this afternoon and a high of 84. Scattered thunderstorms tonight, low 72. Thunderstorms early tomorrow and then clearing, high 78. More sunshine on Thursday, high 79. It's 68 in the water in Lake Michigan with a green flag flying. And this news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Howland's hometown station.